is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, the House Rules Committee is expected to take up the Senate version of the bill to claw back $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Kathy Smith is a retired teacher in Wisconsin who donates and listens to National Public Radio.
I'm afraid they're going to destroy it, and then it's going to take years and years to bring it back to where it has been.
House Democrats may try to delay the vote with amendments tied to the Jeffrey Epstein controversy. For the White House, it's a controversy that won't go away.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the Trump administration has been transparent.
It was this president who directed the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to do an exhaustive review of all files related to Jeffrey Epstein, which they did.
The Democrats, she suggested, were being disingenuous by demanding release of those files.
Democrats have now seized on this as if they ever wanted transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein.
Some high-profile Republicans have also demanded the release of the files, with some calling for a special prosecutor to investigate. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
We got an update on President Trump's swollen legs today. More from CBS News chief medical contributor, Dr. John LaPook.
The White House announced that the president has chronic venous insufficiency. And before getting to that diagnosis, you have to make sure that there's not some other serious condition. And they said that they ruled out any problem with his heart, any problem with his kidneys, or any blood clots in the veins.
ICE will now have access to Medicaid records, including recipients' addresses. Mark Jones is a political science fellow at Rice University.
It's going to create this impression within the undocumented immigrant community that if you do seek medical care, that it could actually put you on ICE's radar and lead to your deportations.
An Israeli strike on Gaza's only Catholic church killed three people. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We called Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning to address the strikes on that church in Gaza. And I understand the Prime Minister agreed to put out a statement. It was a mistake by the Israelis to hit that Catholic church.
Pope Leo renewed his call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Steve Miller is canceling his North American tour, which was supposed to kick off next month. Citing the recent flooding, tornadoes, extreme heat, and other severe weather, Miller says the risks to his band and fans are unacceptable. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 closed at record highs today on a surprise rebound in retail sales in June, as well as strong corporate earnings. The NASDAQ rose 155 points. The S&P was up 33. Dow gained 229. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's back to school season, and Clorox is donating 2 million disinfecting wipes to classrooms across America. Because back to school means things can get a little bit messy. Just ask second grade teacher Mr. Torres.
Put me and just one Clorox wipe on a team, we can take on crayon smudges, sticky fingerprints on every surface, sneezes on the door handle, juice box explosion by the sink, snack crumbs, and don't even get me started on the bathroom passes.
Clorox disinfecting wipes. Teacher's number one wipe.
Think about it. Bathroom passes.
Clean feels good. Based on unit sales data.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
A school board in Metro Atlanta has voted to install vape detectors in all middle and high school restrooms.
The devices look like home smoke detectors, but instead of smoke, they detect chemicals found in vapes and e-cigarettes. Mike Santoro, chief operations officer for Marietta City Schools, says when these chemicals are detected,
it sends a silent alert to school administration, who are then able to tell by area and by the specific alarm where vaping took place on campus.
Officials hope the new devices encourage students to think twice before vaping. Installations will be completed before the start of school on August 1st. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in a car crash that injured several people in Dallas last year. Prosecutors say Rice was going 119 miles an hour in his Lamborghini, racing another driver when he caused the chain reaction wreck. Rice has already paid the victim's medical bills. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Right now, it's 64.
Noon with Herman's Hermits, and I'm Into Something Good on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Into Something Good all night tonight. It's a whole evening of timeless hits with Marvin Gaye now on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind. From the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. They used to be lost. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Lord, for the night time. To forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl. I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have a uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we make our way through the evening. No baseball tonight, of course. All-star break ends tomorrow, and the Brewers will be back on at 8:35 from L.A. About 10 or 12 years ago, I was in my backyard about this time of the summer, just kind of enjoying a beautiful summer day on a Saturday. My phone rang with a call from Utah. I picked it up, and it was Donny Osmond. He was calling to promote a syndicated radio show he was doing and asked me to air it actually on this station. And we did for a short time. But it was, what a thrill. You pick up the phone and who is this? Hey, Chris, it's Donny Osmond calling from Utah. It's like my brush with fame in my own backyard. It was kind of fun. Osmonds had a whole list of hit records. Let's do another one. The Osmonds down by the lazy river from WRJN.
What are you doing tonight?
Down by the lazy river.
fun at our website, WRJN.com. A new weekly questionnaire is up there. It's a poll question. Nothing heavy, just kind of a fun thing to get opinions and get you to interact a little bit when you've got nothing better to do. Go to WRJN.com. Look for the You're the Judge feature. It's sponsored by the Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This week, we are surveying our listeners on who was their favorite Brewer All-Star in years past. Simple question, easy answers. Go to WRJN.com and cast your vote. You're the judge.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see Fountain HillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The huge summer savings spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge summer savings spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Oh, well, that my lover,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking forward to baseball being back on the air tomorrow night, 8:35 from L.A. The Brewers take on the Dodgers in a very important weekend series. We'll have all three games for you here.
I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car, and a man comes on the radio, is telling me more and more about some useless information.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Day to day, I'll feel you close to me.
One of the purest voices in pop music history from Karen and Richard Carpenter. It's For All We Know, and I'm Chris Morrow. For All We Know, the weekend's going to be good. We've got a good day in store for us tomorrow, heading down to the beach. We've got the sand and surf report for you. Dan Marcus does that between 10 and 2 each weekday. Kind of fills you in on what the water's doing, what the waves are like, what the sun's going to do for you. It's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating. For a vibrant color inside and out, it's Anton's Painting and Painting and Decorating. The Sand and Surf Report tomorrow with Dan on WRJN. Hit the beach, have fun.
Don't it seem like it's just keeping
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I don't know what songwriter has ever been better at painting a vivid picture in your imagination with the lyrics to his songs than Paul Simon. Here's Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Oh, my friend had that man. Something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the mall. I mean, I know you've heard
like
that the woman
will like
soon take advantage
like
of you.
Like
let me tell you,
like
my friend,
like
I just ain't
worth
it to you. So
like
you ought to
treat
like the lady.
Like
the best you can do. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her,
and warn her,
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman
hold
is sentimental
hold
and so easy
hold
to upset her. So make her feel
need
that she's real, yeah,
need
and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange
like
as it seemed. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
the lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me
look and see. You know what I mean.
Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
You gotta treat her like.
Loves a woman, Percy Sledge. It's WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, it's going to be a fun event next week in Kenosha. This is new to me. I didn't realize this happened every 3 years or so. It's the Kenosha American Motors Corporation homecoming event, where all kinds of AMC cars that were built in Kenosha come back home to celebrate for a whole week. We're doing a couple of special events, one of them on Thursday at the former site of the actual AMC factory at 22nd Avenue near 56th Street in Kenosha from 4 to 8, bringing all the cars back where they were built and parking them on the slabs out there at that industrial area. Then on Saturday, Kennedy Park will host the big car show and swap meet from 8 to 4. Our coverage is sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair, diagnose, fix, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. The AMC homecoming all next week. We're going to be part of it here on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Later.
Look up all the hits the Grassroots had in the 60s and early 70s. That's just one of many. Sooner or Later on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Doesn't get much more timeless than Aretha Franklin. Here's Daydreamin'.
Daydreamin' and I'm thinking of you. 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 The kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Aretha on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and CBS News coming up at 8 o'clock. Following that, we've got a great lineup of timeless hits for you, including CCR in the next hour. I've got Dion and the Belmonts coming up, too. and more from John Denver, all just after 8 on WRJN.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Ta 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 News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS has just announced it's ending The Late Show with Stephen Colbert next May.
The company says it will retire The Late Show franchise and calls it purely a financial decision. Colbert broke the news to the audience during Thursday's taping.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's
Colbert has been at the helm of the show since 2015 and is the dominant leader in the late night ratings race.
So I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Matt Piper, and CBS News, New York.
The House is scheduled to begin voting at this hour on a bill that would claw back $9 billion in already approved spending. A well-known aid organization would really feel the effects.
The bill includes more than $142 million in cuts to UNICEF. Patrick Quirk with UNICEF USA says this will be devastating.
Crises, whether famine, infectious disease outbreaks, are highly unpredictable. UNICEF has tremendous infrastructure and experts who are able to deploy, provided we have this core funding, on a moment's notice to address those threats.
Adding UNICEF cannot make up the shortfall by drawing from other funding earmarked for specific countries. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The bill would also cut federal funding for PBS and NPR. We learned today that President Trump has been diagnosed with a vein condition. He'd been noticing swelling in his legs for some time. From the White House, CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt